He who saves one life saves the world entire. And the most important life to save is your own. After all, it's the place where you have the most power. So join shadow worker and trauma therapist Laura Giles each week on It's Not You, It's Me. We'll uncover what's in shadow and learn the things you need so you can heal yourself, grow yourself, know yourself, love yourself, be yourself, and share yourself. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, it's time to drop the self-sabotage and limiting beliefs. A healthy, abundant, connected life is an option. Choose it. Subscribe, and let's start manifesting it.
We all live in a toxic world. The air, water, and soil are full of pollutants. We have harmful food colorings in our food, our bath and body products, cleaning products, and even medicines are full of chemicals that haven't been tested. The rates of autism and ADHD are sky high. Suicide's rampant. Obesity is at 70% in America. It's ridiculous. But how can we stay healthy and natural in this environment? Well, a couple of weeks ago, Mark Lee Fox was on our show to tell us about a device he's invented that I absolutely love, the Rezona Vibe. It's not a drug. There's no side effects. It's all natural, and it's healing with sound waves. I tried it for myself. I've been using it with clients, and a bunch of us have questions. Mark Fox is literally a former rocket scientist. He's an entrepreneur, engineer, author, creative thinking consultant, crop formation researcher, and former space shuttle chief engineer. And he's a hot air balloonist for 35 years who built his own airplane. And today he's going to answer those questions and do a deep dive on how to heal with sound. Now, as I said before, Mark has been here before, and I want to avoid duplicating the content from the last podcast so we can focus on new information. So if you've not heard the first podcast, I invite you to go and listen to that one first, then come back here. This one will make a lot more sense with that backstory. Cool? All right, let's talk to Mark. Welcome back, Mark Fox.
Thank you. For the people
who are joining us for the first time, can you tell us what is the Vibe?
The Vibe is a pocket PEMF device. It stands for Pulse Electromagnetic Fields. It looks like that.
Uh-huh.
It has like 59 different protocols on it. You just scroll to the one you want, hit play, you put it in your pocket. And the protocols are PTSD, anxiety, sleep, diabetes, blood sugar. There's a whole list of them on there. And they run 30 minutes to 2.5 hours. You just use it 3 to 5 times a week, maybe a couple times a day, depending on who the person is. And so it's just using magnetic therapy to recharge your body's cells so they can heal themselves.
Okay. So I've got a lot of feedback from listeners who want to know more. So I'm going to ask you their questions in no particular order, so we may jump around a little bit. Okay. So is it safe to run two vibes simultaneously?
Yeah, I get asked that a lot. The answer is, I don't know. It's safe to do it. Yes. Let me back up. It's definitely safe to do it, whether it's the smart thing to do therapeutically. My physics rocket scientist background says, I don't do that because of harmonics and different things, but it already has frequency pairs in there. Mm-hmm. So every protocol is frequency pairs. There's no single frequencies running, number one. And number two, I know at the Cleveland Clinic, they're using 3 machines at the same time on kids for ADHD because actually you can't get a kid to sit long enough. It's the issue, right? So the ADHD is like 1.5 hours. They can't get a kid to sit that long. So he's running 3 machines at the same time and he's getting great results. So yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, you can, I'm careful to say yes or no to things because I'm a rocket scientist. If I don't have data for it, I'll just say, okay. I don't know.
Makes sense.
And I'm not a doctor again. I'm a rock scientist. So yeah, I don't know, but yes. So like I said, some other people are doing that. I know I have customers got 4 of them in their pockets and they're running them all at the same time.
Wow.
So it's being done, Laura.
Okay. So does the PTSD protocol have others bundled into it? So for example, is there an anxiety part, Or are they two different things? Because there is a separate anxiety one. And does a person need to run anxiety and depression if they're running PTSD?
Yes. There is some overlap. There's no doubt targeting different things, but they are completely different protocols.
Okay.
Yes. Run all three of them and see which one works.
Okay.
Best few or combinations of stuff. And DIA, so I made up the word diabiological syndrome, DIA, for depression, insomnia, anxiety, because it's the devil's triangle. Most people do not have one of those. If you're depressed, you have insomnia or vice versa, or anxiety. And that, well, to answer your first question too, that I am doing that specifically. That is stacking all three.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that from a time point of view, as if people needed all three of those, that, and we're getting good feedback on it. So
okay,
that kind makes of sense. Modify my first answer. Yes, we are doing that, at least on one protocol for sure.
Okay. So is it more effective to run the vibe or drink the water that's charged by the vibe?
It's a good question. Anecdotally, it shows it works almost as well with the water or the cream, but my suspicion is, and this hasn't been proven, back to my last point, the ATP generation in your body to increase the ATP, the food for your cells, probably isn't doing, it's probably not increasing that, or if so, not as well, not having the direct device against you. That's just my guess, because it's going into the water first. Now, I could be wrong with that, but again, we don't have, and I don't push the water and the cream a whole lot because I'm already selling voodoo, right? So it's like, I really want to push more the device itself, but I've sold a lot of cream, Laura, and I'm getting good feedback on it. So it's working for people.
Okay. So if you charge the water with a vibe, can you drink that water for hydration, or do you have to drink more water on top of the charged water?
It depends how much you drank before that. So you need to have four glasses of water in the preceding 4 hours. And it's not exact science. It will work. It'll still work if you're dehydrated, just not as well. So, and don't get hung up on three glasses versus four. Don't be the extreme. And one of my customers says, oh, I'm hydrated, Mark. I'm like, really? How much water do you drink? I don't drink any water. Well, how do you know? Why do you think you're hydrated? Because this is the exact answer. I had a protein drink last week.
Oh my God.
That's not called hydrated. That's not going to work. So the answer is, it's, don't get too hung up on that exactly. It's a good question, but yeah, if that's the only glass of water you have that day is an infused one, it's not going to work as well as if, because you weren't hydrated when you took it.
Okay. Right? So does the temperature of the water matter? So if it's like in tea or something, let me back up. Does the temperature or pH of charged water change the effect of this?
I don't know. The only thing that we've ran data on, the most data that we just said, is to use pure, clean water in a glass jar, shake it before you infuse it, just because it energizes it. Theoretically, it's energizing the water clusters. But I get that question, can I add a little bit of tea or lemon? I think so. But again, we don't have test data to say, ooh, lemon's bad. Tell people to, as close as you can get to just pure, clean water is the best.
Okay. So can you raise your vibration by running solfeggio frequencies or the earth frequency?
Raise your vibration.
So that's kind of a spiritual question.
Yeah, okay. I knew it was in that context because they're all resonance, right? They're all resonating and vibrating. My suggestion on that is, your listeners are probably, a lot of them are going to know a lot more than I do about solfeggio frequencies. Just Google them. Look at what other groups and stuff are talking about. I know the Love 528 frequency is huge. There's a lot of followers on that, and see what other experiences people are getting from them. And, you know, those solfeggio frequencies are thousands of years old, right? They came from singing bowls and monks chanting and caves that have that kind of resonance, those type of things. But yeah, and I actually put them in there on version two because of all the other communities out there that are already using things like that, where that wasn't the core protocol from the 8,000 practitioners in a clinical environment. They weren't using, quote, solfeggio frequencies. They were using the ones that were derived from this technology. So I added those. I added the earth ones after the whole earthing movement came out.
Mm-hmm.
My theory was you would get some earthing benefits without having your shoes off. Like, I have my feet on an earthing mat now, but sometimes we got to wear shoes, right? Or you're walking somewhere, right, in the mall or something, or you're out and about with shoes on, The idea was for the earth ones to allow you to get some grounding, earth grounding, while still wearing shoes was the law.
So are there any protocols that help with the lymphatic system?
Yes, the brainwave expansion protocols. So again, there's 59 core protocols on the device. Five of them are the brainwaves, alpha, beta, theta, whatever.
Yeah.
Look at the list that we have online. There's 70 brainwave expansions, and one of them is specifically lymphatic. I don't know which one it is without pulling up that screen, but it's just, and I tried many ways to describe it, simple table, but people still don't understand it. It just has the condition, the frequency range for general knowledge, and then which one to run, brainwave alpha, beta, theta, gamma, or both of them. So lymphatic, if it has two of them, beta and theta, run them both. And they don't have to be back to back. They don't have to be one before the other, just one day, one later in the day, one Wednesday, one Friday, see what works best for you. So,
okay. So one user said that the hangover protocol was energizing and wants to know if that one is targeted to any specific body system.
I have to go back and look. I don't remember. I wrote it, but I'm trying to remember if it's, because that wasn't one of the core ones. That's actually one I asked in the original training. Is there anything for this? No, but it should be. And then we were thinking about it on the fly. It should be that. That was 5 years ago. I scribbled them down. That's the protocol that I wrote, was those five. So if somebody wants to email me directly, I can go look up that protocol and maybe give them a better answer. But
okay. Can you charge crystals with the vibe?
I don't know. I don't. It's the same logic as, can water hold memory, right? So you got to, just like infusing the water, you have a whole bunch of physicists that say it's impossible. It can't hold, can't hold memory. But mankind, right, has a Nobel Prize winner that proved it did, right? And he proved it over and over again. He's since passed away. And there's, on our website, there's a great documentary, a 1 hour documentary on the water hold memory. And he goes and proves it with DNA and stuff. So, but the other testing, does a crystal hold it? I don't know. And you can't, from a scientific point of view, you can't really prove how the water is holding it. We have theories about water clusters, just like a silicone chip, you know, they have pluses and minuses, and they can hold zeros and ones like a computer. But can a crystal do that? Maybe. It'd be great for your listeners that have crystals. Go run it and see if it works. You know, run it with the crystal, run it with you on your body, and see if you're getting the same effect from the crystal having it. There's no hard data, but the anecdotal data shows water's holding it for about 6 hours and the creams are holding it for about 30 days. And when I asked the rest of the practitioners, I don't know if I buy that. How do you know the cream's holding it for 30 days? Well, because when I put pain in there for my knee or general inflammation, after about a month, it doesn't seem to work anymore. Right. Okay. So that's kind of the anecdotal data. Recharge it every couple of weeks or something, because it looks like. And I think, I don't know, again, N of one, this thing in my face, whatever it is gets better when I put cream on it with anti-aging. And then if I haven't energized the cream for a month, I notice when I put it on, it doesn't seem to have any effect on it. So there's my data point that it probably, the cream needs charged every month or more.
Okay. Is it helpful to run the protocols back to back? So if I'm running anxiety and then I run it again, does it help?
I get asked that a lot. We don't have data on that. It's like, I'm going back to, how do you feel? So originally all the protocols are recommended 3 to 5 times a week for a month, because the only thing I had to compare that to is, what would you do if you were going to the doctor for this therapy? You're not going to the doctor 4 times a day, right?
Right.
Couple times a week, maybe twice a week over a month or two time span before they determine it's helping you or not. So that was the baseline. But yeah, I've got people with 4 or 5 in their pockets running all kinds of things at the same time. Again, just don't, I'm always trying to be careful. It's like, I prove what you just said. Well, you can't prove almost hardly any of it, but it's like, here's what indications of goodness are. Here's where we have data that says we think it's doing this. And a lot of it too, is I'm, it's not just me, right? Somebody asked me this in the last call. I was like, is this the only device like that? No, there's 20, 30 other devices out there that are PMF. So I'm talking to a lot of those guys too. What are they doing? Like one of our good friends, partners, colleagues, right? They just came out with probably the largest vagus nerve study ever done. 438 people, a blinded study showing that 16 Hertz is doing some fantastic stuff with the vagus nerve. So I don't have that. I didn't run that data, but I got a device that puts out brainwave, right? Brainwave that's 16 Hertz. So it's just like, just launched that this week is have people start trying it on the vagus nerve. How do you, most of them you just put in your pocket or where the land around your neck, but if it's pain or the vagus nerve, it's going to be more effective to have it close to it.
Okay.
So how do you put it on your vagus nerve? Like the center, like on your back, the back of your neck is, my hack was to tie with your lanyard to a baseball cap on the back and just have it hang there. And several women went, I'm not putting a baseball cap on my head. I'm like, okay. So one lady said, I just wearing it like a headband. So that looked worse to me, but she's doing this, doing like that, putting it over her ears, right? Just going like this and adjusting it. And I'm like, okay. So yeah, so that's be interesting to see what kind of feedback we're getting from other people. We had a lady that this morning, this is really weird. I never heard any of this in my life. And this happens with this stuff. She said for a couple of years, she has not been able to sneeze. And that's the doctor's telling her vagus nerve is disrupted. Well, and she goes, now I can sneeze again.
Oh, wow.
You want to be able to sneeze? I guess you do. I never thought about that condition of somebody not being able to sneeze. I was like,
that's so interesting.
Yeah. So there's one data point that I know, hey, somebody did some, ran the vagus nerve and suddenly they can sneeze now when they couldn't for a long time.
So is there a Herx effect or any side effects to using the Vibe?
Yeah, the only quote side effects is if you're in chronic pain, the first time you use it, don't be driving a car, operating a catapult or machinery, because it could release endorphins into your bloodstream really quick because that pain that you've been living with is no longer there. So you get a little drunk or stoned.
Oh, I had
a woman over here just in a car wreck and she backpedaled and sat in the chair in my office. It's like, I'm seeing double vision. Like, okay. So that's happened to a few people. It's not that common. It's if you makes you feel a little sick, kind of fluish sick, which is rare, it probably means you have an infection somewhere in your body. You have an impacted tooth or something, or infected toe. So go get a blood test. The other one that we're seeing, and this is a small percentage of people, the other thing that we're seeing is things like anxiety, sometimes with PTSD, sometimes with depression, you may feel weird or a little worse for the first session or two. And the only theory you can come up with that I've done research on too is your body's emotionally detoxing, which is doing something weird. It does. It's less than 5% of the people, maybe 2 or 3%. But I have seen first couple of times people call it, have you ever seen this before? No, not till 3 weeks ago. Somebody called me on that. And so I feel bad because I'm telling them if you can stick with it and get over the hump for 2 or 3 sessions, you're probably going to get a lot better. But if it's painful for you, and then I can't tell you to do that. I can't tell you to do anything, right? So go ahead and stop. And that's happened with fibromyalgia and neuropathy too, is some people will go, it's energized, it's doing something in my body, I don't like it. It's like, stick with it a little bit. But if you can't, and sometimes I'm like, no, this is too painful, I'm not going to do it again. But it's rare. And don't know exactly what's going on. And of course, that'd be super hard to even test because it's not a sample size big enough to know what's going on, right? So
that kind of leads me into my next question, which is if somebody is highly sensitive, do they need to start low and slow?
Yes, that's the number one thing. The reason I put a power level on it, because everyone's like, why does it have a power level? For that reason, for the 3 to 4% of the people that are energy sensitive, started at 10. Always run it on 10, unless you're energy sensitive, turn it down to a 7 and see if you feel a lot better. And in most cases you do. The indicators that I'm getting, I gotta be careful how I say this so I'm not stereotype in coloring people, right? Is if you see colors around other people, auras, you're probably energy sensitive and 10 might be too much for you. So okay. Not for me, I don't ever feel that. I don't feel anything like that. So I'm not energy sensitive at all, but I have some other customers like, wow, I can't run this on 10. I'm like, okay, so cut it back and then use it, or cut back the power level, but cut back the number of times you use it. The last comment to side effect is, it's making me feel real tired. Well, what protocol are you running? And they list 12 of them. Mm-hmm. I go, you're running all 12 of those in the same day? Yeah, well, stop. Cut back or run them all before bed or something. So you're tired and you go to sleep, but cut back and just try to stick with the ones that are the most pressing issues for you and see if they're working for that. But you can't overdo it. And the main indicator is going to be if you feel tired.
Okay. So any idea how long a protocol will continue impacting the body?
Everyone's different. I have a couple customers with asthma that it completely goes away. They're perfectly fine. And about every 3 months, they have to do it. I have another close friend that's running it three times a week. And then probably the larger populations, when they see it work, they don't want to see when it comes back. So they keep running it 2-3 times a week as a maintenance. So I get asked that question, what's the maintenance program? Do I have to do this forever? The answer is, I don't know. Some people don't have to. The one lady that's Tourette's went away, to my knowledge, she's never ran brain balancing again. She's never not had another Tourette's episode. But my guess is going to be over time, it's going to diminish, but you probably got, for most people, some kind of maintenance program, especially like migraines. I've seen is the migraines start to come back, run it once or twice a week, and then the occurrence will be a lot less and the severity of the migraine will be less.
Okay. So if I'm running a protocol and then run a different one right after it, does the second one cancel out the first one?
No, because it shouldn't. It's completely different frequency pairs. So think about it this way. Their frequency pair is like a chord on a guitar, and it's going through different chords every 1 to 4 minutes, each protocol. So think of the frequency pair as a chord and the protocol as a song. If you listen to a song and then add another song you listen to after that on your playlist, it didn't erase what you heard.
Yeah.
Or that's my theory anyway. So yeah, there's no indication that it's erasing or doing anything like that. It's in general, if your body doesn't need the frequencies, it just doesn't use it.
Okay. Okay. So in Chinese medicine, the organs have a time of day when they're most active. For example, liver is from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. So does pairing the protocol with the organ make it more powerful, or do some work better at different times of day?
Wow, you're deep diving on me. And the answer, I do not know that. And I'm learning too. I mean, boy, I set the world's record for pink eye, the most horrible thing, for 4 years.
Oh my God.
I've been to the eye doctor 35 times in the last 4 years. It's ridiculous, right? But I was sitting there talking to him. It wasn't red the whole time. It's just the aftermath of impingement, which I can't get a flu shot now because it sees the dead virus in my eye and wants to attack it. Mm. It's a mess. But where I was going with that is, doctor, I've got a bunch of research now that shows, the liver is driving all the health in the eyes.
Yeah.
Like, what? I never heard of that. So the top glaucoma doctor, I'm looking at his card right here in the world. I was like, can we do a study together on the liver protocol and what it does for glaucoma? So hopefully we can go do that study. I don't know if anyone's done that I know of has used PMF on the liver, because I didn't know it was connected. Everything's connected, right? But for someone to say, there's a lot of data showing liver specifically is driving a lot of eye health. Mm-hmm. So there's all those connections, Laura, that I don't know. I get this too. It's like, so I got my Amherst crystal, my EMF blocker, I'm on these vitamins over here, this thing, and I'm doing that, and I'm in the middle of yoga. Can I do this? I don't know. You just try it, because it's like people that are on 8 medications, nobody's ever done a study for combining all 8 of those medications. You just got to see how that person responds to it, right? My mother I think she was on like 15 medications when she was alive. And her last doctor before she passed away got her down to like 3, and she was way healthier, right? They're just on And it's like, I asked the doctor that as a kid going, there's no way you've studied the combination of these 15 things. And of course they haven't, you can't, right? There's just too many variables and stuff there. So if you're gonna go down that rabbit hole, I'm gonna go, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. You just start asking me harder stuff that I just don't know because it's not been tested to my knowledge. And I have to, you know, I get asked that every day. Will this help with RMTJ? And I'm like, I don't know what that is. And I Google it and I go, okay, I don't like the images, but it's going to fall into categories. Usually like, is it general inflammation, which is usually if you had to guess, that's going to be the correct answer. If it's nerve related, run fibromyalgia and the neuropathy protocols. If it's toxicity, run liver, right? Is it kidney related, run, right? So you just, brain balancing, for example, is one that the whole community, the whole practitioners in this community used when they're not sure, or they just added at the end of their session when you visited the clinic because it does some magic and we're not sure exactly how. It doesn't seem to hurt anything, so why not throw that one in? So there's a lot of those variables and combinations that you just don't know yet. Maybe okay. Never, but yeah, it's because it gets complex with all those variables. It's like going a little tangent here for you. It's like on the space shuttle, NASA has a thing called, is it within family? Because they don't want any changes. They want to, in fact, the guy told me, the manager, Mark, give me the same crappy motors you gave me last time. They don't want any changes. And I'm like, you realize every single one of them is different and it has to be. He goes, la, 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 do not want to hear that. And I'm like, because this set, Tommy was on mixer 4 on a Tuesday when his liver was functioning at this level. Okay. And that's never happened before that we know of because, right? So you got all those different variables that you try to average out to account for in the way you manufacture things, but you can never have the same thing twice, ever. Never two lightning bolts, snowflakes, all that stuff, right? So you can't, it's never in family, but you had to lie to NASA and go, yes, this is within family. We've tested this before because it's close, right? So that's kind of my analogy that I've never been asked that before. That's the analogy from my career is, yeah, is it in the direction of goodness or badness? And what's your best judgment? And there's a lot of things you can't control and variables. One thing, the little pixie dust that you put in a solid rocket motor to make it burn faster or slower is ferric oxide. It's what you put in rouge for makeup, right? So I don't control Maybelline when I worked there. In fact, I was told by Maybelline, Mark, we spill more in an hour than you buy in a year. Right. So you can't control that manufacturer at all. It's like, or Kodak did this one time. It's like, suddenly we saw tons of defects on x-rays and everyone's freaking out. And I'm like, we didn't change the process. Let's call Kodak. Kodak, did you guys change the film? Yeah. We made it 1,000 times more sensitive. Isn't it cool? No, it's not cool. Cause now we're seeing stuff that we never saw before, but we don't know if it was there before. Because right. I don't have that film in the past, right? So then you got in that whole out of family argument. It's like, we've never had this before. I can't prove it either. Anyway, went a rat hole tan, but that was my whole rocket career of always making those arguments of you can't know the combinations. You just have to try and manage them and design for them. Same thing right. with the device here, right?
Okay. So if a person has a bunch of different conditions like PTSD, an autoimmune thing, a thyroid issue, back pain, which protocol should they run first? So is there an order of operations that works better?
That's what I said earlier. What's bothering them the most?
Okay. So it doesn't matter.
Not to my knowledge, it doesn't matter. It's like quit running 14 things if it's confusing you. And you're probably, like I said, going to be tired. A lot of people, some people will, not a lot of people, but yeah, just, and you want to show to yourself both subjectively and objectively as much as you can, is it helping you or not? So whittle it down to 3 or something, right? Or go with your first one, see if it's helping with that. That's just my recommendation because it gets the whole conversation rabbit hole I just went down. It's too confusing with doing a whole bunch of things at the same time. Now, having said that, everyone ignores me and they run 12 a day and they don't care.
Yeah.
And they call me and go, making me tired. It's your fault. I'm like, okay, well, cut back a little bit.
Okay. So this might be an overthinking question, but do the solfeggio frequencies correspond to the body's chakra systems? And if so, should they be done in order from the lowest to the highest?
The first part is yes, they are correlated to it. I don't know about lowest to highest. And if that's you asking it or one of your listeners, they know way more than I do about it.
Okay. Okay. Is there a protocol for balancing hormones?
This is getting weird. I've been asked that. That's the 15th time I've been asked that in the last 7 days.
Wow.
I mean, my answer is there's a menopause one. We have a protocol for that and the expansion protocols, but I don't know of one that's specific besides that potentially, but I'm getting all these people, does this help with, you know, hormone exchange therapy? Maybe I even said that wrong. Hormone something therapy. Exchange the right word, but I've been starting to research that because something's weird and the full moon is doing it or something.
Yeah.
A couple days ago, because I'm getting all this hormone questions, but I don't know about that. But yeah. Here's the way a good friend of mine, here's how I text him back after 14 texts last night. Greg, quit texting me. Stop. You know the two lists. You're a smart human being. Go read the two lists. Familiarize yourself with them, figure out which one you think is the best match, and try it. That's way more helpful than Mark giving you advice. Because I'm just going to look at the list just like you. If you tell me you got Bobby C's something's disease, I don't know what that Bobby C's disease is. I got to go Google it, like I just said, and say, okay, looks like it's caused by inflammation of the thyroid. Okay, run inflammation and thyroid, right? And go see if they work. And it gets part of the reason I got to be super careful for the fourth time, if it's not the fourth, I'm not a doctor, right? So I get a little nervous when people get after 14 email. I had a customer this week completely upset with me. You're so unhelpful. You've ruined my day. You ruined my life. I go, you've sent me 14 emails in the last 3 days. I did my best to answer every one of them. I've given you the information I have, but I'm not a doctor. So just try what's on there. Here's the guidance and see what works best for you, if any of them. And in most cases it does, but yeah, I just don't know.
Okay. So what's the craziest story that you've ever heard?
The craziest story relative to this?
Yes.
Couple of them. Guy called me about 3 weeks ago, you know, super monotone voice. Mark, we got your little, my wife has dementia. She can't complete a sentence for a year and a half. And we took your little gadget and we ran brain balancing. And now she's making complete sentences and she's super happy because she can talk to people again. I go, Tom, that is your energy level, that your wife has dementia, can't talk, and now she can? You're not. Do you not want her? You do not want to talk to her? You want her voice or what? I mean, so that's a weird one. 70-year-old women with their varicose veins and legs disappearing. No idea it would do that. They're running general information for that. Mm. And my favorite one is a 17-year-old girl where she ran brain balancing on her own. She didn't ask me anything about it. And it got rid of her Tourette's. And that is a case, I think I mentioned, maybe it was the other call I did, that she hasn't done a maintenance program, to my knowledge. It just went away. So, but dizziness and some other things are like, and again, some of them are, like I said, diseases you never heard of. You know that. All your listeners know that. But somebody starts talking about, you know, so-and-so disease, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you don't know anything about that until they got it or someone in their family got it. Now they're experts in researching it, right? But you've never heard of that phrase that's named after some person, right? So it's like, so yeah, there's some, and there's more and more every day getting some super cool stories along those lines. So,
cool.
If you're curious and want to know more about Vibe, I've actually done two podcasts with Mark about it. The first is a general overview of resonance frequency therapy. Then a bunch of my listeners and I got one, used it, and had a bunch of questions. So the second one is a podcast that goes into more specific questions about how to use it. The device is actually really easy to use. In fact, I have one right here. You can see there's not a lot of sophistication to it. You just turn it on, select your protocol, and put it in your pocket. That's it. But You might be surprised at how many questions a curious person can have once they tried it. So that second podcast answers those questions, and both those links are in the show notes. If you're interested in trying a vibe for yourself, we have a special offer for listeners of the podcast. Just click on the link down below and you'll get it at a great discount. Now, if you have a vibe or you're curious about it, I have a private community. The link is in the comments, where users are gathering to share their data about what protocols they're running, what results they're seeing, because there's actually way more than the 59 protocols that are on here. It benefits a lot more things. So we're there asking each other questions, supporting, and yeah, doing that kind of thing. So I invite you to join that free group if that interests you. If you're just curious or you have one and you want to know, you know, what else can this thing do? So if you found this podcast intriguing, share it. People need to know how they can heal naturally with pulsed electromagnetic fields, a PEMF. And if you've tried it, please leave a comment on how it's helping you. It's one thing to hear the manufacturer talk about how great it is, and quite another to hear it from the users. So let us know if resonance frequency therapy is helping or if it's just a gimmick. We're in this life together, so let's help each other out. Thanks for being here, Mark. It's been a pleasure. And thank everybody here for listening. See you next week. Ciao.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help the podcast thrive, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from Laura Giles, you can follow her on all her socials at Laura Giles 804. See you next time.